Jared wants some entertainment on a Thursday night. Check out the Cousin Joe Show, cause they're doing it right. You got Joe and Dan, straight classy like crumpets. Joe's finger popping girls, that got a thing for puppets. He tries to make us laugh any way that he can figure, even if he has to dress up like a gay wigger. The Cousin Joe Show, the Cousin Joe Show. It's Cousin Joe and Dan. Joe's hardcore pimping, got the boomer tech ballin'. Just give it a minute and Royce will be calling. That's right, Cousin Joe Show is where it's at. Yeah, the Cousin Joe Show will be right back.
Good evening. Hello there. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Dan.
Welcome.
Ian, say hello.
Hey, hello.
Everyone missed you.
Oh, no, Ian used all his energy just there.
It's gone for the rest of the show. That's
as long as there's no overtime, I'm good. I got 2 good hours in me.
Ian's ready for exactly 1 hour and 59 minutes. And he's done.
Duly noted. How's everybody holding up?
I'm holding, man. I'm holding. How are you doing?
All right.
Everyone liked you. Everyone liked you dropping in to say "smooth as silk" during the intro. By the way.
Oh yeah.
They appreciated that very much.
I couldn't let it go unnoticed. I can't allow myself any slack. I can't cut it. So
nope.
I'm still getting used to the thing. I got scolded today because I went up to the gas station at work to get some of my Juul pods, which is really smart during this whole thing where you're not supposed to touch your face or put anything near your mouth, and I'm constantly touching this and sucking on it. And I forgot my mask.
The Juul thing?
Well, depending on the time of day or night, yes, the Juul thing. So they got this whole plexiglass thing that they're behind. I don't know what they're worried about. I guess it's a law now because she kept going.
I know it is in New York. You have to have a Were you in New York or were you still down? Were you in Jersey?
This was Jersey. But it was, mask. I get trouble. And just. So it was a quick in and out. But yeah, I think
in places where they sell Juuls, I think those are douche shields.
Oh.
Is that what it is?
So they don't get the douche on them.
That's contagious.
Right.
Okay.
Who the fuck are you?
I start with a surprise today, Mr. Barshell.
It's not my name.
Enjoy.
Thanks, Frozen Asian. Maybe I shouldn't thank you yet. I don't know what this is.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kinda dumb with a finger and a thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years stop coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I.
Why is it titled New and Improved Cousin Joe's Song?
Our new intro song.
That's amazing, by the way.
That is. Fan fucking tastic.
The fuck are you?
I can't even believe it.
Joe,
that.
I heard you used to lip sync Backstreet Boys in your room.
This is not a credible thing you heard. No.
Yeah, it's not used to.
It's current. Go show. What the fuck is this? We gon' party like just, it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you know we don't give up, cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the corner. Man, what did I do to you? Deserve it. Fucking horrendous. Please stop encouraging it by dancing, Dan.
50 Cent back. All right.
Oh. Jesus. So anyway, I don't know what we were saying.
Something brilliant.
You're talking about buying your Juuls and not having your mask.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was the end of that story. I'm still kidding. It's just fucking, I'm not
adapting.
Speaking English either. I'm not adapted yet.
You're not used to the new normal?
No.
The normal.
Driving around or walking around with a mask in my pocket. It's going to be a New York law now, too. You can't walk around without a mask on.
Is it walk around? I thought it was just if you're going to somewhere like a store or something.
No, it's even if you're outside, if you're going to be on, like, say, walking down a sidewalk where you can't avoid someone walking towards you and get away from you. Therefore,
shit.
No social distancing, so mask. Ben.
The only time you're not socially distant.
It's out of love, Joe. Okay, I'll just take your word for it. So, yeah. Are you guys still going to stores and shit, or are you all hoarded up?
I haven't in a while.
Because you're afraid of catching it?
Two or three times a week.
What?
Sorry. It's not easy not seeing you guys.
I know. It's speaking of adapting, it's this whole remote thing. It's hard not to step on each other, especially when we don't have a video for you, Ian. It's not your fault. And another person to tell you whose fault it is on the phone. Hi, Royce.
Why does Joe look like he's a 12-year-old wearing his dad's audio slave hat?
I don't think...
You, Jesus fucking Christ, Joe.
You like audio slave? God. What?
He looks like a white Sam Jackson at an audio slave concert. Why?
It's not a Kangol hat.
Why are you wearing that? And how come you don't feel shame? Those are the two questions I have.
Okay, I'll answer in order. One,
please show me how to live, motherfucker.
I desperately need a haircut, so this is just easier. Two,
okay,
it's a pretty funky, cool, groovy hat because it's audio slave. And
funky, cool, groovy.
And I love Audio Slave. Also, I bought this at their concert in 2003. You could tell from the discoloration of the stitching there. So this is a collector's item, but...
Is it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Is it because Chris Cornell died?
Well, that's probably part of it.
Did you actually watch Daywave today, or are you still being a bad friend?
I watched... Daywave today. I even participated in the chat. Although,
boy, but there's one sound that no one knows. What does the black say?
Oh, this is interesting. Yes, I did hear this earlier on Royce's show. I think those are supposed to be gunshots, Dan.
What the black say? Honky, honky, honky.
Well, interesting.
It's kind of racist.
Thank you for that, madman. Yeah, just a tad.
Wow.
All right. Well, no, I'm just because you can get a haircut doesn't mean you have to fucking bust out your douche hat collection. Look at Dan's wearing a plain hat like an adult.
Well, you know what, Royce? I'll have you know I had an option. It was either this or, and actually, I went to work in this hat the other day. But I'm not really.
Yeah, no, I'm sure you had options. I wish one of the options was a fucking bullet.
Do you like this one?
Okay. Did the ER on the end of your hat fall off? Fucking pyro boomer.
Hey, I have an idea, Joe. Why don't you fucking do some indoor barbecuing this weekend? That sounds like fun for everybody.
That sounds dangerous.
Well, I mean, not for me.
I could periscope it for you.
Jesus.
Is he gone?
I actually listened to the day wave there last week
on Friday.
On Friday, that was great. The first 45 minutes were excellent, and then you actually got on, and it wasn't as good. But it was good before that.
Wow.
The whole in general, it's good.
I mean, I guess I'll take that as a compliment. Thanks. I think Dan.
Yeah.
When I went on day wave, we were testing it out like. The three of us do every week since we've been doing it remote.
Right.
And everything was perfectly smooth and fine. Started the show, was good for the first 10 minutes, and then Skype kept dropping out. And Royce was really happy with me and very calm and patient while I informed him that
I had to go
upstairs and reset my router during the show.
That means turn off the Netflix upstairs.
And...
Watch Tiger King later. Fuck.
Have you seen it yet?
No.
What is wrong with you? Are you not going to watch it?
I watched like some of an episode. I don't know.
What is wrong with you?
It's
one of the best things ever.
It's just a lot of weird shit.
What's the point? It's not supposed to be an informative like Discovery Channel episode on tigers. It's about these crazy, wacky pieces of shit. It's incredibly... Ian, did you watch it? I forget.
Yeah, I did. I did watch it.
Did we talk about it on the show?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, last week. Monday we did, whatever that Monday night was.
Okay. Dan, you got to give it another shot, dude.
I mean, I'll get to it. I don't know. It wasn't really doing much for me.
And you know what? To be honest,
Fine for 10 minutes. Don't you mean 10 seconds?
I feel like it was more like 10 minutes on Daywave Madman, but more of Dan, more of it. Maybe there's gonna be another verse.
Same.
This wasn't in the last one. This is the extended 12-inch remix.
Yeah, I guess this is the extended long version.
I mean,
it said he said what's hockey. That really is well done.
I didn't even pick up on that. Oh, JJ,
like, hockey, ho. What's hockey? Oh, like, that really is good. Whatever. Racism aside,
right? JJ,
he's just looking at it from purely from a musician writing standpoint,
from an artistic
like songwriting,
artistic standpoint. Yeah,
like my comp was written well.
Okay,
that's Ian's opinion and Ian's opinion only.
I'm saying it was written well. I'm not saying anything inside I agree with. I'm saying it was, you know, grammatically correct.
Okay.
Well, he had a great editor, I guess.
Yeah.
He knows how to edit. He knows how to remove the fat.
Was that Random House that released that?
I think that was a Penguin release.
Oh, okay. JJ Stoner in the chat. I tried to save you, Joe. Yeah, JJ Stoner hopped on Hippo Ju.
I did, yeah.
On Daywave, and he did help me out because he distracted Royce from being so angry. Then that helped.
It worked.
JJ Stoner, 26 minutes, Joe. Roy timed it. Okay. So, yeah.
I think if I can just go back to Tiger King. And
sure.
I'm the last person to watch almost anything, let alone the trendy shit. But I happen to watch it, and it's almost like certain shows or things where the first episode or two are kind of fine. You know, they're fine. But there's a moment, I think at the end of the second or early in the third, where it's like, oh, fuck, I'm in. It just gets so ridiculous, and there's one revelation that's like, oh, that happened, amongst a million other small, amazingly odd revelations. But if you kind of get through the first episode and a half or two, I think you'll be in. Not that it matters if you're not. I mean, I never watched The Irishman, but so I'm just saying.
Well, your poor taste in film has nothing to do with your good taste in docuseries, Ian, so that's fine.
But I don't think watching Tiger King gives me good taste in anything.
It does. It absolutely does. But Dan,
I also think skipping Irishman does not give you poor film taste. It's just
thanks, Dan.
It's just managing your time well.
Oh, okay. I guess that's another way to put it. But no,
trading in 3.5 hours of De Niro being Irish.
The man is half Irish. However,
yeah,
Ian,
Dead Half did not come out.
It never does.
I'm so freaking Irish over here.
Yeah, I'm Irish.
But he did play a good...
I got these blue contacts.
He did...
In all fairness, he makes fun of everyone.
What's that, Madman? Oh, whoever did that song?
Makes fun of everyone.
Open mind. I put them all into a camp, but it's my concentrations that wasn't really all along. I know I could treat Jews better. And I can probably be better friend. Tell me, is it too late to try? I know I made Jews cry, and a few million Jews are...
I
mean, look, the production
value. That's amazing. Holy shit, that's good.
Ian's a fan.
Ian's a big fan. They make fun of everyone there.
I make song parodies, and I submit them out to shows and whatnot. And just as a parody maker,
that is sorry. Fabulous. Oh, I gotta pause you, Ian. You're part of a show. It's the one you're on right now. How come you never sent me any parodies?
I really should. I keep meaning to.
What do you mean?
Joe doesn't like to play things that aren't his, though, Ian.
What?
Is that true?
What do I? You know, I told you, Dan.
I'm gonna write a nice Cousin Joe. Parody.
What?
I said, is Ian gonna write us a Cousin Joe parody?
Really should.
It's already
I have nothing but time on my hands right now.
But you're still working, right?
Yeah, but I mean, I have a lot of downtime, and I also stay awake all night. I don't really sleep much anymore.
Why not?
I don't know. I just been having bouts of it, or I'll take a nap from like 7 to 10, and then I'm up till like 4 in the morning.
I've been exhausted since this whole thing started, pretty much
every
day.
You're working pretty much alone. You're running the whole place, right? As am I, by the way.
Not really, but I'm one of three people in an office, so yeah. Where there used to be like 8 or more, but yeah. I got to start taking notes about what we were talking about when these Streamlabs come in, because I can never remember.
Talking about Tiger King.
Or you could do what Royce does and pause them and just play them when you're done talking.
No, I like it this way.
Okay.
It's more interactive, Dan.
Okay.
The audience enjoys it. I give them what they enjoy. It's what I'm here for.
Oh,
but Ian's right. You should definitely make it through at least the first episode. And then, you know, that cliffhanger moment where it's the end of the episode and you're glued, at least stick around for that.
Yeah.
I would say make it through the third episode, because even the second one, I did kind of tune out. I was on my phone quite a bit, but after into the third episode, I think I was more engaged.
When he did I saw the thing where he had some parody song.
No, there's no parody song. I think he just makes music.
Yeah, no, so he had some song about Carol Baskin, like.
Well, yeah, he was like a.
Oh, that's amazing.
I believe that was what they call a diss track, Dan.
Oh, was that what that was?
Yeah.
No, that's not even a parody. He's just like, he wrote a song.
You give the audience what they enjoy. Fucking echoes.
That was
technical glitches.
That was like a year
internet
ago.
Internet going down. Yeah.
Hey Royce. Royce.
Yes, sir.
Can you help us figure out? I mean, when you have more than two people live streaming video at the same time, right?
I've been over this with you 3 times, Ian. He's talking about Hippo Juice. You can't have more than one at the same. Royce, I'll let you answer.
The switcher.
No, you can have more than one, because I mean, when I do Hippo Juice, I have 3 or 4 people. But what I do, you get Ian, and then you get Dan, both in the same Hangouts, and then you could manually go back and forth between them. You just click one or the other, and I go
That's
back
a
and
lot,
forth
though.
Is what I do.
Yeah, because that wouldn't distract me during the show at all.
No, it wouldn't distract you, but not being able to pause your Streamlabs, going from bit to bit, and then playing your donations in a timely manner. That's you can't do that. We wouldn't want fucking Joe to be distracted.
Well, this is something I'll
the
maybe...
guy who just said I have to write down what I was just talking about before the Streamlabs.
All right, you know what? Maybe this whole pausing the Streamlabs thing is something I'll run up the flagpole with Dan and Ian, and we'll discuss it.
What do you mean discuss it? Fucking who would be against? I know they're annoyed in the middle of bits when it goes off. You pause it, and then you go between segments, so you organize it like a professional, and then you go, all right, now we're going to play some donations. You get through all of them, and then you talk with the audience, and they enjoy it, and then you go back to... Why am I telling you what to do?
Whoever you want.
I don't care.
I have no problem telling you, when I brought this show back because of you, I did the Streamlabs thing modeled after you.
The fuck is behind this, Joe? Also, listen to Royce Idiot.
Oh no, this is gonna get me fucking muted. I can't do this. This gets the whole show muted every time. I can't. You did your job of getting the song stuck on my head.
You know what?
But I can't.
You know what's great? You fucking moron.
Yeah.
If you fucking pause the donations, you could see them before they go through and be like, "Oh, I can't play this one because of blah blah blah." Or, you know, do whatever you want. You're really good at that.
Like I was saying earlier, Royce, when I brought the show back, because I modeled it like the Streamlabs by what you do on Daywave, and you used to have it the way I have it on Daywave. Correct?
Okay. So I'm sorry. I'm going to talk to the other two, not you.
What?
Did he just blame me?
Yeah, Royce, it can't possibly be Joe's fault. So.
Okay, Joe. You know what? You're right. You know what? I don't care. Hey, do me a favor, Joe, since the other two aren't there. Break the fucking glass of the microwave, put your head in it, and turn it on.
Who the fuck are you?
I agree. The Streamlabs are annoying.
Thanks, Mersh.
There is something, though. There is something funny about Joe or whoever getting... Oh, God damn it.
Oh. This is haunting. This is really nightmare inducing. Anyway. Okay. I have paused the donations. The vote has been cast. Okay. For now, I'm pausing them. Okay?
I
happy?
To remember to actually look at them.
Well, that's the problem, Dan. Why do you think I want to do this to begin with? And I got to remember to turn back on.
All of the stuff that goes in your nose, none of them are for ADHD?
You mean mouth? Yeah, but I don't...
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, but I don't take it that often.
Great! The one that would actually help! Fucking Christ!
Because he forgets.
Oh, yeah, I forget to take it.
I was going to take it, and then something got in my head. I was thinking...
I'd rather take the Xanax and codeine, and I don't want the Adderall to get in the way of it.
I want to have so many controlled substances in my sinuses at once.
Mercer, this place needs some culture. You're welcome.
It was pretty beautiful. Thank you, Mersh.
All right, so I'll periodically check the Streamlabs, okay?
You know when you should play them? Those moments where you can't think of what to say and you start looking at the chat, that's...
Oh, those, like, awkward, what is it called? Pauses? Oh, dead air.
Dead air?
Dead air, yeah. You know what? That would be perfect for dead air. Dan, this is great thinking. These
15
are things...
years, guys.
Dan.
What?
90% of those 15 years were spent doing audio only. No video, no Streamlabs, no multitasking. I just had... a laptop and a microphone. A little,
in a dream.
Yes. That died about 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes? Come on.
I know.
That died a long time ago.
Yes, a very long time ago. But, okay. I gotta get it. What's that? What are you seeing, Dan?
You're gonna get a little chat dingy soon. Chuckin said, can't pause super chats. Did you hear that Eddie Vedder owns a deli? Their slogan is, can't find a better ham.
That's not funny.
He paid for that. That was funny.
Oh. It's not funny.
A little dingy sound didn't come out, but he paid for it.
No, it didn't. But that's maybe because I have things paused. So.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Ian writes parodies. I wonder if they're as good as this one.
What's that, Miami MILF? Take note, Ian.
In America,
where?
Long overdue, Dan and Joe.
What's...
Thank you, Cervix.
Cervix
a lot.
Oh, thank
Cervix
you.
Cervix a lot.
I think that's how you say it. Yeah. Appreciate it. Thank you. And then there's a...
Oh, see, there it is.
With the chat that Dan sung. I love that, by the way. I love the fact that you...
Oh, that's how it gets it across.
I understand.
Can't find a better ham.
And Dan can see my screen, so look what I'm doing now, Dan.
What are you doing? Oh, you're pausing
that
again.
That pause button.
My goodness.
For now. Just for now. All right. So, everyone get their Trump money?
Oh, yeah. I got my Trump dollars.
I got it.
Good. Just wanted to know. Are you spending it wisely?
What are you getting at?
Well, there is something. There's a little story Dan has, I believe.
How are you spending it, Joe?
I am...
Things that go boom in the sky?
A little bit of that. I did get some salutes, yeah. But also, I am getting us a computer that Royce helped me picked out.
Ooh.
To upgrade this little fine professional studio we got going on.
Cool.
But Amazon for some insane reason, Dan. They think it's a wise business model to only ship essential goods to essential employees like healthcare workers and not really give a shit about the computer. So it's not going to be here for like a month.
Well, that's very selfish.
It is, right? I mean, in this time of crisis, people need their electronics. I don't
right.
know what the fuck their problem is, but...
Don't they understand that you have a show?
Exactly. And that show obviously trumps gowns, masks, and gloves. Does it not?
Right. You are an internet star.
We all are.
An influencer, as it were.
A YouTube influencer. yes, Murray, exactly. I am using it to upgrade that studio. I'm going to get better mics, too. But yeah.
Well, Roy said you got really high quality mics.
Oh, he did. That's right. I forgot he complimented me on those. And I think what he really loved about the mics was the fact that they came with the arm stands included and the mic cable as a package deal.
Yeah.
That's when you know that you got good mics.
Especially, that sounds like you were just making a good thrifty decision.
Especially when they cost tens of dollars.
Tens of dollars?
Mm-hmm. To be precise, three tens.
Mm. Three whole tens?
Uh-huh. Combined.
My goodness. Do you know how much Smash Mouth you have to listen to for that? Six of them.
I know, it's oh, thanks for doing the math.
You're welcome. I'm the numbers guy on the show. I'm here for that and my looks.
Ian, are you going to be downloading some porn legally with that money?
I got to tell you, Pornhub is premium is free. I've really been enjoying the Pornhub premium.
Wait, it's free for America?
It's free. Like, I've had it for like 3 weeks now. I can't imagine not having this now. What a brilliant idea they've had.
Yeah. I thought it was just for the Italians.
No, wow. it's from what I could tell, it's open-ended because it is fucking fabulous.
Yeah, for the...
I bet it's open-ended.
Oh, boy.
You're welcome.
I wish I had the soundboard queued up. But, yeah, for the whole stay-at-home thing, they're doing it for, I think, what, Ian, the end of April?
I don't know what it is, but I can't imagine not re-upping once it's over because it's fucking great.
But what?
Oh, see, they got you.
They got me.
They got
but wait.
You. What are you watching on there that you can't see for free,
right.
though? I don't
what
understand.
What is the big
What they
difference?
Have is, okay, they have full 40-minute high-def scenes. They have, like, way more selection. They have full DVDs, like endless DVDs to choose from.
Well, they have the classics. Joe likes the classics.
Yeah, they have. There's nothing I've looked for that I haven't found. I'm also pretty vanilla in my porn tastes, but there's nothing that I haven't found that I want.
Missionary, no eye contact.
I like good lighting. I even like I just like the female form. I don't even like I can watch like Girls Gone Wild still and get off to that.
Wait, you could jerk off to Girls Gone Wild?
Very much so.
How do you get past the drunk 19-year-old screaming and frolicking beads around? There's nothing hot about it.
They lure them back to a private room somewhere and get them one-on-one with the cameraman.
I don't think this is Girls Gone Wild, Ian.
Yes, it is.
Girls Gone Wild is girls on a beach taking their tits out.
No.
And it just
yes,
cuts
that,
from one girl
no, no,
to
that,
the next.
That,
that's it.
That's a big part of it. But then, like, they get the girls from the club or the beach, and they bring them back to, like, a trailer, and they film them either diking out with each other or just getting naked and showing their body off in the... in the trailer or wherever they are.
And you jizz to that.
Yeah. I can jizz to a fucking Playboy video centerfold.
Wow.
Not always, but once in a while.
What a healthy young man.
I just like the female form.
Yes.
It is a nice form.
I don't know why you keep saying that. That's every straight guy. I know. I do too.
Uh-huh.
So, wait, the big plus for the Pornhub Premium is you get like full movies, but you know, porn movies.
There's full movies.
As opposed
full
to just
scenes,
clips.
There's, yeah. There's 40-minute scenes, all high definition. Like every, most of these, you know, this premium sites put their content. A lot of these DVD, like, you know, regular filmmakers put their content. There's a lot more amateur stuff on there.
So when you're watching a 40-minute scene, when you come, do you come back later and start from the 2-minute mark so you don't, you're
No, but if I really enjoy it, that's another thing. You can save like playlists, you can save favorites, like you can you can really store, you can like really source these things to be able to access them pretty easily again.
Yeah, Ian, you could tell that Ian, you could tell that Joe's never watched The Girls Gone Wild. Yes.
I own like two of them on DVD.
No, you don't have the good ones.
He has like the first two.
Exactly. Shut up, Joe.
What?
Yes, exactly, Ian. He doesn't have the ones that they advertised on Comedy Central at 3 a.m. where it was like, yeah, okay, sure, you got the flashing, but then there would be like a 15-minute scene of two girls that have never had lesbian sex, even though they have, eating each other out.
How good is that?
Dude, it was great. It's great. It's wonderful. You know what it is? You go full circle with porn. You know what's fun? Here, Ian, because you're on Pornhub, the premium. You know what's fun? Go on Pornhub and search for, if you want member berries, search for the old Cinemax porns, like the softcore ones. They're on there. Like all.
No, I have. I watched Emmanuel in the Orient.
Yes, I watched Emmanuel in space.
Did you ever see a Women's Prison Massacre? That was one of the Emmanuel series ones.
I'm
trying to remember. I've watched a lot of Emmanuel ones.
So they have like Red Shoe Diary and all. Like, what was that one with the radio show?
Red Shoe Diary was crap. That was David Duchovny, and then that wasn't even softcore. That was porn for women.
What was the one where the woman's hosting a late night radio talk show and the people call in with their stories and it cuts to them fake fucking?
Lust and Love.
The girl was hot on that one, I'm thinking of.
I would hope so.
I like that pretty girl.
And he just punches out.
They even have a section called Porn for Women, and guess what? I like that section.
Well, is it sensitive?
It's great.
First person of just a guy like sweating on top of her.
No, it's just not like tons of aggressive face fucking and like spitting blowjobs. It's a little bit more tender and sensual. Anyway.
So it's like
I don't really like that either.
So it's
I don't like when it looks like somebody is being assaulted.
Oh yeah, when the girl is like dripping saliva from being choked with a cock. Yeah, that doesn't really do much for me.
Right.
So this
my
is
my girl loves that shit, and I'm not into it.
So Ian, this is more like real life sex. Is like,
well, it depends. I mean, like, listen, like I've met plenty of women that like that bullshit or that rough stuff. But yeah, this is more like standard, It seems to be less aggressive sex. It's a little bit more. Again, it's well lit. They're on a bed, not a fucking like kitchen counter. A lot of the times.
I love the good lighting. This is the second time you've mentioned lighting.
I like porn. Yeah, I like light. And guess what, Joe? If your dick pic had better lighting, maybe I wouldn't have vomited.
That's true. Does the bed in these porns have like a canopy? Is it nice?
Well, Dan, there's only one way for you to find out. I don't want to spoiler it for you.
No, don't spoil it. Yeah.
Tiger King and women's porn. You got two things to do homework on.
I wonder which one I'm going to get done.
Adam Price in the chat. What was the HBO one? Real Sex? Yeah, I remember Real Sex. That was
Real Sex.
You guys watch that?
Yeah, of course.
I would go
into the family room because I forgot something at night to not turn that on. That's
for
sure.
This is when we were like what, like 17, Dan, maybe even 16.
I think maybe a little younger. Yeah,
it was on HBO at probably what, like midnight, I think. I don't think it could have been earlier than that.
Yeah. I think everything like that started like after 11 or 12.
Oh, that's, you know what? Not even just that, but remember back in the day, HBO wouldn't show rated R movies before like I think 8.
No, certain time.
Clock.
Was it 9?
I think it's like 9:00.
That's right. That was the thing. Are they still doing the whole new movie every Saturday night? Remember, that was a big thing.
I think so. But now it's on demand, so they release it most. That was disgusting.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now they just
stop.
Now they
that,
just re-
in the middle of this very family friendly talk. Please stop.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh shit!
Anyway, back to gaping assholes.
It's funny you mentioned that.
Oh yeah, check that, Joey.
Fucking you!
Hey Joe, pay attention and focus. Hey, look, squirrel.
Oh, by the way,
and now here's Wonderwall.
Oh, good, Wonderwall.
Finally, some Oasis, some good music. Good.
Motherfucker.
Huh? gangsta rap, nigga. This is a hell of an Oasis remix. I'm 100% nigga. Nigga, 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 nigga. I'm 200% nigga. Do you think this is Ian or, sorry, Liam or Noel Gallagher on vocals here?
Sounds like Liam.
Yeah, I would go with Liam.
Who the fuck are you?
Okay,
that
this
sounds
sucks.
More like the Gallagher.
Turn the Streamlabs back on.
See that? Mercer said, okay, this sucks. Turn the Streamlabs back on.
By the way.
God damn it.
This is really fucking annoying. I'm getting anxiety right now. I need a Xanax.
That's really, really aggravating. But Tin Man mentioned look up XArt as the porn company. Just to bring it back full circle,
that's the company who sued me for
illegal downloads.
That's the one that sued you?
Yeah.
So you were downloading artistic porn and they sued you?
Uh-huh. And see? I think I mentioned that what they're doing is they were setting traps. They were entrapping people. They were putting it on those torrent sites to hope somebody downloaded it just to go after them.
Oh, man.
I got caught up in a goddamn fucking web, man.
Oh, that's fucked up, dude. That's where you got to stick to downloading the amateur shit.
Well, now he can get it all on Pornhub Premium.
For free.
Are you really sucked in now? Are you going to start paying for it when the free version's up?
It depends how much it is. I mean, I am so tired of paying monthly fees for so many things, but I do love porn, and I do really love having the fucking service. It's really good.
I can't wait till Ian has to sit the family down and just tell the kids that they don't have Hulu anymore or Disney Plus because he had to get rid of one subscription to get his porn. I'm sorry, but your father needs artsy sex to watch. No more Lion King for you.
I mean, porn. Pornhub does have Disney porn, so we can always compromise.
That's one
it
thing.
It does?
I've never...
Yeah, they have, you know, they have Snow White and the Seven Dicks.
Oh, yeah. I can't get into that either.
It's actually like a cartoon fucking
thing?
Well,
I don't like that, or I don't like any of the, like, elaborate costumes.
I don't
You like live action, Ian?
What? Well, for porn?
Yeah.
I like humans only.
Yeah, so you're not into the Disney animated porn.
No. For 10 seconds.
Live action.
Live action only.
Right, 10 seconds. That's all I watched.
That's what's called live action. That was like a thing from like the Bear Share LimeWire days. Remember there was like the pictures of the Simpsons fucking each other?
Yeah,
like
yeah, they have all
Blue
those
Bush.
Videos now. Yeah.
Remember that?
Someone made those pictures in the videos.
Oh, they have full scenes now of like ridiculous amount of every character you could think of fucking each other.
I never understood that. I can't imagine who the fuck is sitting there with their dick in their hands watching Bart
and not just
Simpson,
laughing at it, right?
Watching
right.
Bart Simpson fuck, I don't know, Marge, I guess. Because they were all each other. So it's like cartoon incest porn.
Even worse, what were they doing watching the actual show? Like, man, I just wish they'd fuck. God damn it. Why won't they? There's so much sexual tension. Like, just fuck already.
And then all those people's dreams came true.
Yeah, it sure did.
I mean, yeah, I agree. Anime porn is creepy. There's always like a monster. Or like a squid fucking thing with like seven dicks.
Because Japanese people are weird like that. They love their fucking squid porn, man.
I never understood that.
And shit.
I would just love to see video of the Asian woman doing the voiceover, like doing the
like in a sound booth.
Yeah, yeah, doing like the fake crying and like, ow, it hurts.
Microphone.
Yeah, it's some guy going, no, you got to put more feeling into that. No, take two. I would watch that.
Now, in this scene, the tentacle is raping you, so you have to be, like, upset. You understand? Like, here's your motivation.
I'm not getting enough crying in this porn. Yeah. Adam Price says he saw one called Skinderella.
Oh.
I mean, I knew they did that.
I bet he wasn't making them try on his shoe. But it was a glass dildo.
I know they did that with regular porn. I remember like Natural Born Fuckers. And you know,
oh, they always do that. Forrest Any movie Hump. Has a porn as oh, a triple yeah. As a porn parody.
Yeah.
Any movie that made like a lot of money.
Are they still doing that?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If there's any recent ones people can put in the chat, I would love to know what they are. I'm trying to...
Years and years ago, I saw an Avengers one and China played She-Hulk.
Jesus.
Which didn't even make sense because She-Hulk wasn't in the movie.
Wait, I'm so confused right now.
Yeah.
China the wrestler?
Yeah, she played She-Hulk.
I know she
painted
had
green.
I know she had a porn tape leaked, but she did actual porn.
Oh, no, she did some porn.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she did porn. In fact, there's one really sad one where she's getting gangbanged in the ring by a bunch of wrestlers. And then even the skinny little small dick referee gets to fuck her. That's really sad. Not that I've seen it.
Does she look like she just does not want to be there, Ian?
I mean, she looks just like one step away from death, which she turns out what she was.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's right. She killed herself, right?
No, she overdosed a couple years ago.
Yeah, overdosed to death, right? That's what I'm getting at.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I thought it was a suicide.
I don't think it was on purpose.
Oh,
she didn't like Robin Williams herself. No.
Yeah, I think it was a whoopsie daisy.
Oh, one of those. Okay. All right.
Just trying to, you know, fill up the empty hole inside of her soul, and she made it too full.
8 dicks weren't enough.
8 dicks. Listen, 8 dicks are never enough.
Wow, someone cut that clip.
We had all the clips that we said we were going to cut. Oh my God.
Yeah. If only we had a producer. Oh, wait. We have a producer. That's right. It would be cool is if he listened to the show and actually took notes about the things we wanted. You know?
What makes him a producer other than that you called him a producer?
No, he called himself that.
Oh.
Part of the thing I remember when Royce was convincing me to bring the show back a little over a year ago, Dennis specifically said, I will be your producer if you bring it back. And then I went, okay. And we actually met up at a diner down the street from me. And he brought
Well, at least it wasn't an Applebee's.
It was so... Yeah. Well, because I didn't coordinate the meeting. He did, that's why. But it was adorable. He brought a notebook and a pen and thought I was going to have ideas. And that notebook walked out of there the same way it walked in, blank. But but it was...
What kind of ideas do you have, Joe? Oh.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll just go with what I do. Just go with it. I'll let you know.
I was going to talk. I was going to turn the camera on and talk.
I think being a producer for this show is kind of like having a wrench in the chat. You know, it's kind of like anyone can do it.
Oh.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. That's kind of mean, Ian. I mean,
sorry.
Yeah, I am friends with the guy. So,
well, maybe once we finish sending our checks to Royce, we can send some to Dennis.
Oh, that's right. Fuck, are we late on this month's payment, Dan?
I sent mine in. I don't know about you.
God damn it.
I just forwarded my stimulus check right to Royce. It'll cover me for 2 months.
I think Royce said Ian's exempt, though. Pretty sure.
Yeah, Ian has to pay for the shows he's actually on, so that's only like once a month or so.
Just send me an invoice.
Yeah, he'll send you an invoice. He'll send you your 60 day over ones.
The retroactive payments.
Here's your statement going back to January.
JJ Stone, it's pretty simple. You just pull up Adobe, and then when someone says something awesome, you type M and then clip M and clip it later. Yeah, that means that stands for marker, Dennis. So if you would do that, you know, that'd be great. Do you know how mad Dennis is right now if he's listening?
Well,
he hasn't said anything, so he probably
He's probably
is.
Telling you to go fuck yourself, so.
Well, maybe he sent in a donation, let's see.
Who the fuck are you?
Speaking of classics, let's take it back to 8-bits.
Patchy Dense Fog, thank you for that. Wow, in all this time, I don't think we've heard this version, have we?
Wow.
This is how we... And he's right. Speaking of... Or when he said take it back, when we brought the show back, I would open the show with an 8-bit version of a... Usually a Pearl Jam song, right? So I thought that would get me out of copyright, but that didn't work. Would that last like 2 months?
I remember that, yeah.
It's a special night, Joe. Enjoy.
What am I enjoying, Kevin?
It is a special night.
Why?
You'll hear.
No! There's nothing fucking special, Ed. There's nothing special, special. Oh. The definition of fucking annoying. This is... Oh, mind-numbingly fucking annoying.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, thank you, Mud. I might have to lower this as much as I love this song, Mud, because this is probably going to get me a copyright thing. And I don't want to have this thing. I don't. This may mute the video. And I'll have to be up till 2 in the morning
just talk over
trimming
it.
This
a song,
song out of it. Oh, this is
I
an amazing
love
song.
Primus. Primus, my name is Mud, which is...
This is the song I would listen to every morning when I would drink my morphine drink because it tasted... This is just to quickly recap. Years ago, I would buy poppy pods, the dried bulbs of opium flowers, off eBay when it was legal to do that because they were sold as decoration. I'd grind them up in a coffee grinder, put them in an empty water bottle, put some orange juice in there, shake it up, down it, and that was like a 12-hour morphine codeine. It's essentially opium high for like at least 12 hours. But it tasted so fucking horrible. And there was a couple times where I had to fight puking it up. And I remember it was like a ritual I got to where I would blast that song while drinking it. And I was like stomping my feet around, usually to keep from puking. And for whatever reason, I thought that song helped. I don't know, Dan. Again, it was first thing in the morning. I just woke up, and that's a high-energy song.
Dennis jumped in, Joe, yeah, you can produce, but you can't come over since I live in a shoebox.
Oh, I mean, he's kind of got a point there.
He does.
But, you know, there's the whole pandemic going on, Dennis, and, you know, I can't have you here now. When it's over...
The year before that, no idea what the excuse was, but
well,
right now it's the pandemic.
I can tell you right now, Dan.
Oh, boy, here we go, Dennis. He has it ready.
I failed to properly organize and clean up, which I will now do... Since I'll have some time here during the pandemic. But when it's over, you're welcome to drive here every Thursday. And you can
hang out.
You can hang out across the room, away from me, and do your job. I don't know why you can't do that where you are now, but you're welcome to do it here. What's the matter, Dan?
Maybe he could even do the screen switchy for you.
You know what? He could do that. But again... This is when everything is over, and hopefully you guys will be in studio, and there won't have to be this remote nonsense where we're stepping on each other and Ian's buffering. Which, what are you?
Am I buffering?
Nah, you cut out once or twice. I'm just exaggerating. You're fine, dude. You're fine.
Ian, your sacrifice is needed for Joe's convenience.
That's essentially correct.
Rose says there is a couch and a coffee table. Just throw out the beer bottles.
I
will have you know that those are cider cans now.
Yeah. But they're going back to beer bottles now.
Oh.
I've been doing
that time, huh? I've
been doing the curbside pickup. And Bottle King is running out of my usual, so I got to go with the old
Platinums?
The old, yeah.
Oh, man, I remember Grandma 12 a Platinum on the way over there back in the day.
A12? No, I think I handed you more than one to carry out. Do you want to? Well, no, didn't you?
No, I meant when I would pick one up on the way sometimes to your place.
Oh, okay.
And then you'd walk out with two 24 packs of empties to make room for the new one.
This is what I thought you were getting at. Yeah. Back at the old place in the old studio Dan would drive down to, and it just happened to be timed this way. It was almost every time Dan pulled up, I was walking out of the front door with at least two or three 12-packs empty for the recycling to get them out of the way.
It was timed like that because you realized that my chair and the couch were covered with fucking beer bottles.
And I went, oh, shit, he's going to be here any minute. And then, yeah, and I took him outside.
Yeah, that's why it was timed that way. And then you'd put whatever would fit in the recycling thing and then just pile up the rest next to it.
Well, you know. That's my excuse for that, Dan.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. All right. So what were we talking?
Hey, you want,
what's up, Dan?
You want to hear something weird?
Please.
The Wi-Fi in my house is completely down, yet somehow I'm still able to be talking to you.
Are you connected to the neighbors, or is XR still fucking with you?
XR paid. I think I paid like my whole lifetime's worth of Wi-Fi through XR.
XR's been watching you through the fucking U-porn.
They're just hoping I slip up again, that I backslide.
Just one right-click save, and it's all over.
I think Dan was going to talk about that article in the Post.
Oh, look at Ian getting us back on track.
Look at that. Wow. Yeah.
With no Wi-Fi.
Dicks weren't enough. Eight dicks are never enough.
Wow, someone touched excellence.
That is thanks to JJ Stoner, who just sent me that.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you, JJ.
I hope you feel good about yourself, Dennis. Sorry, I'm an asshole.
He's sitting on the couch with his feet up, ignoring the show and probably watching TV.
Oh, that's so good.
Thank you, JJ Stoner. Okay. So, sorry, Dennis. Sorry.
Rose said, hopefully none of those bottles are filled with pee-pee. And Marie says, Rose, it's Bud Light Platinum. All of them are filled with pee-pee. You drink piss.
Not on purpose. Okay. So, oh yeah, we got the different ways people are spending their stimulus package, Dan, right? Do you want to do that?
Oh yeah. Because we're spending ours on explosives and a new computer.
That's right. One equally as important as the other.
All right. Well, it comes from our favorite source for news, and that's the New York Post.
The most reliable.
Yep.
The
real news.
No one does more research.
Mm-hmm.
No more credible sourcing than
No more better puns. I mean, their pun game is right up there with Huffington Post.
It's pretty close, if not just as bad, yeah.
Well, stimulus checks are being spent on dildos, tigers, guns, and stripper poles, Joe. Now, how did they find this out, do you think? Do you think they used some sort of scientific research?
Well,
maybe spoke to some economic advisors?
We called some banks and...
asked like where some of the sales were going. And maybe asked Amazon what they've seen a rise in recently.
Right, it probably went around to different retailers and said, mm-hmm. You noticed a bump in sales after these checks. What were they spent on? And yeah, did they do all that?
I'm sure they did. Let's find out.
Okay.
Stimulus checks are funding a national pandemic of impulse buys. Americans began receiving the first batch of coronavirus relief funds this week, and now many are taking to social media to brag about the assortment of purchases, both strange and savvy. They've already made them. While many are using the emergency cash to pay bills for necessities and living expenses, others are putting the money toward wild splurges. Among the more trivial items people have reportedly used the extra bucks on is an inflatable dinosaur costume, although the buyer argues the $35 getup was totally worth it. I actually have a good use for it. Plus, look at that price. I should have bought two. And now, as you can see, let's see, their source here is a Twitter post. So that's...
It's not the seller of said...
That's their scientific research, is someone tweeted that they bought this. So therefore, that's what America's doing.
Was there like hashtag stimulus check?
Nope, just why did we get our stimulus check and the first thing I bought was an inflatable dinosaur costume, which is not an actual sentence, and then it's like a funny face, like a woozy face. And that's their research.
So, I mean, the reason I asked if there was like a hashtag stimulus check is because then they could at least do a search for that and weed through them. But they didn't even do that. Do you think they just looked at their friends' Twitter feed?
Yeah,
it's
just like what friends of theirs were tweeting, I think.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Fuck it. I'm buying a stripper pole with my stimulus check. We have to invest in the future, tweets a future exotic dancer. Because they made a little...
Anyway.
I love that. Some are jokingly planning to team up so they can use their economic impact payments to buy a baby tiger. Hear me out. Who wants to combine their stimulus checks with me and we can buy a tiger, writes one likely fan of Tiger King. Jesus Christ, it's like they just took like the shittiest stuff on Twitter right now and put it in a little blender and then made an article into it.
Quick side note, Dan. I know this from watching a certain docuseries. It's legal to just buy a tiger. You can't just do that.
Yeah, you just buy one.
You just go to the
tiger store.
There's no tiger store. They don't have those.
What?
They don't exist.
You just don't buy your tiger.
It's all on the DL, black market. Are there more?
Well, Joe, it's hard to argue a canopied bed is ever essential. What? But one mom bought a princess-themed one for her kid.
What the fuck is a canopy bed?
It's a bed that has the big fucking canopy over it. Like the classy porn that Ian watches.
Oh.
The four posts and then the thing on the top.
Gotcha. Okay. I never understood the need for that now. I mean, back in the day when you had windows without any glass or whatever and you had to keep the flies out of your bed, I get
it. Yeah.
But now,
yeah.
Why?
That's fancy.
Yeah, I guess. Please go on.
The same argument goes for a woman who used her check to buy a high-end sex toy, although she concedes she bought the stimulator only after paying off a credit card.
She bought the stimulator with the stimulus check? Is that what they were going for, Dan?
Hey, that's right. Waka waka.
Yeah, I see. See what they were doing. Okay.
So this is a lot of scientific research they put into this, Joe.
This is a lot of hard work.
What else we have? We have a paintball equipment, a pair of Yeezy shoes.
What is that?
I don't know.
Okay.
A Bird One e-scooter, which is $1,299. Oh, man, that person finished with less than they started. They're married.
Fork over $99.
I had a kid or something.
I mean, what else would you use your kid's payment on?
I don't know. This one person bought a coat. Wow, hard-hitting journalism from the New York Post, Joe.
As always. Let's see, we got here.
Who the fuck are you?
It's okay, Joe. It's all in good fun. Have fun and much success.
That was Dennis. I'm not sure what he's trying to say there.
What was he saying there?
Was that his resignation letter? It's all in
he
good.
Paid $5 for it.
Have fun and much success.
Are you sure it was Dennis?
I'm your fave attention span. I'm only going by the fact that your fave tunes is Dennis.
Wow, Joe, you finally did it.
Dennis, come back.
You chased away Dennis.
Oh.
You hurt him.
I was just pointing out things that were true. In a fun way. Everyone's in the chat talking about the new theme song. They must have tuned in late because we did hear... sorry. I guess Irrational Times put in the time to make that song. I guess we should hear it in full.
Yeah, why don't you play it so people can understand what it sounds like?
All right. I have to scroll through
all of tonight.
All these amazing songs.
It was like the first or second song, I think.
Yeah, I think it was early on, right?
Right there.
Got it.
Improved.
Thank you. Okay.
Got it.
Oh,
somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kinda dumb with a finger and a thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart, but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. So what's wrong with taking the back streets?
You'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. All that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
That's fucking amazing.
That was great.
I love it. Ian just texted me that his Wi-Fi went. He's not on there anymore.
Yeah, he just texted me the same thing.
Oh.
Hopefully he can get it back
up. You want to leave his picture up in memoriam?
No.
Okay. Oh, wow. That was quick. Wow. I know Ian can't hear this, but it was quick, Ian.
What? I'm just keeping up and being accurate, you know? You know what? You know how much I hate those fucking all-star things, but I actually almost enjoyed that. There's something about Irrational really Times' good singing voice that's just, it's just enjoyable.
I love Irrational Times.
He's great. We have to play
my awesome theme song.
We have to play that opening of the show once or twice. Mm. Or as a break twice or something. Next time I got to go piss, I'll just play that.
That'd be a new pee-pee song.
Yeah, I just realized as I said that wasn't like very complimentary. That's going to be my piss song. Sorry. What I mean is, God damn it, Dan. It's disgusting.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll go pee in a cup. That'll be better.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah, good job, Rational Times. That was fucking
great. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Okay. It is captivating, Spent. You're right. Singing voices. All right, so yeah, Ian's off for now. His Wi-Fi finally, I guess his router was on a delay from when it went down.
XArt finally fucking got him.
Yeah, those entrapment bastards. All right, well, we got a lot of stuff to get to, Dan.
Yeah, I think I heard enough of what other people bought with this check.
Yeah, before we move on though, I think there's another Streamlabs or two. Let's just get to that.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Why don't we try this again? I would never abandon my best buddy. Because I care.
Thank you, Dennis. I feel better. Wait.
Aw, see, look.
Aw. Did I really deserve this? Please put that lighter out, Dan. Look. Dennis. I'll call you after the show. This is hurtful. This is really fucking hurtful, Dennis. And I don't appreciate it.
That was beautiful, man.
It's the furthest thing from beautiful, Dan.
That's so good. I didn't know they made such a mellow version.
You know.
It's a really good beat they came up with. Some really good, I like the sound of that.
Smash Mouth did not come up with that.
They came up with some great stuff.
Dan.
Yeah, they did good work, Joe. You just got to give it to them sometimes.
Stressing me out. You know what else? You know what's stressful during these hard times?
What's stressful, Joe?
I can't get a fucking haircut.
I know. That's why you're wearing your cool man hat.
Thank you. I know how sincere that was. That's why I thanked you.
I'm just wearing it so the light doesn't reflect off my big bald head. That's strictly a production decision.
So, apparently, though, those of us that need a haircut are not the only ones that have it rough.
No.
It's also this stylists that give the haircut. Apparently they're going through a tough time, and they have a message for everybody. Dan, would you like to listen along?
Local hairstylists wish you'd stop asking them to break the law and cut your hair. Fucking asshole.
Yeah, seems unusual, right, guys? Every business owner or private contractor wants the phone to ring. They want to hear from their loyal customers, but with quarantine, hairstylists risk losing their whole career by doing business right now, not to mention the health hazards for everyone involved.
I am so scared. Oh, my gosh.
The do-it-yourself haircut, the latest trend in the days of the coronavirus.
My God.
Was that not the most annoying? I mean, the first thing I thought of was my free cams hearing that voice. Because that's what they all sound like.
Hey, God. This is going to be so crazy.
Oh, my God. What? What?
I have
no, I'm not showing that until I get to 3,000 tokens.
4,000 tokens, I'll do a snip-snip on my hair. Just for you
now
guys.
Listen to this shitty song in the background.
Ignore the Pandora commercials. Even though I get paid $300 a night just for barely showing areola, I'm not paying for it.
Huh?
Right. That voice is really good, man.
I've unfortunately, in my early 20s, may have been around one or two of those. Maybe too close for comfort. And it,
earlier today? Is that what you said?
What are you talking about? We weren't watching My Free Cams before the show.
Nope.
No, why would we
just
do
doing
that?
Show research.
Yeah, research is what we're doing, obviously.
Iris quarantine. Oh my God.
Same trimmer I use on my hair.
Some disastrous.
Turn around.
So naturally, some people are hoping their stylist can meet with them on the sly.
Yeah, I'm not willing to risk my license to do business or my cosmetology license. So for me, it's a no-go.
She's talking like she's a doctor or a nurse, like being caught for prescribing narcotics when they're not needed. She's going to lose her license. A cosmetology license?
That's like the threat. They'll take your license away.
Who's they? Who's the board of cosmetology that's going to revoke this license that she printed out of her HP inkjet and put in a fucking laminate badge? Who is she talking? Who is this they?
The government.
She is a highly sought-after stylist in the KC Metro, but she's refusing to bend the rules. She's also expecting her first baby in about a month.
To be fair, I don't think it's people thinking it that way. I think they think... What? I don't have income, and they're trying to help me out. I just don't think that they're thinking about it like that.
Another stylist in the KC Metro posted this on Instagram today. It reads, asking a hairstylist to do your hair right now when it's...
Oh, my... Dan, I was just fucking kidding.
Yeah.
And I'm reading ahead here.
Yeah.
I gotta back up. I can't believe... The fuck
I see it. It's on the screen.
It reads, asking a hairstylist to do your hair right now when it's clearly prohibited is like asking a doctor friend to write you a random prescription for narcotics.
And we're the same on thing. A quarantine. We're supposed to be at home.
How the fuck is that the same thing?
The same
How
fucking
is that
thing.
Remotely the
This is not even hair cutting scissors. Thing.
Staying away from people. So it's really hard to cut someone's hair more than 6 feet away. I mean, it's just kind of impossible.
What the heck did I do?
Definitely impossible and potentially a health risk for everyone involved. So maybe look for a good do-it-yourself video on YouTube before putting other people in danger.
They don't really think about the consequences.
Look, I know there's videos on YouTube on how to do anything. I may have looked at one on how to fix my sink when it was leaking. Is there actually a how to cut your fucking hair video on YouTube?
I'm sure there is. I'm sure there's not tons of them.
All right, we're going to have to check that out when this is over in a minute.
Or what may have happened or who I may have come in contact with or who they've come in contact with, which is why I think, you know, this continues is everyone thinks that way.
What?
Now, Michelle Frazee says, if you'd like to support your stylist during the quarantine, there's other ways of doing it. It's something I know.
You go to her My Free Cams page.
Recently. You could buy hair treatments or other products from the place where you go. Every little bit, of course, helps a lot right now. I'm Pat McGonigal for Fox 4 News.
All day, Thanks Fox lot, 4 Pat. Has been.
All right. What's the matter, Dan? You looking at the chat? Only asking because I can't see it right now. Anything worth reading while I try and find one of these?
Let's see. We got drugs and hairdressers can both make you lose hair. Exactly the same. Let's see. What else we got here? When I was 14, I lost my license to mow old people's lawns. Oh, no. That's terrible. Just cut your own hair, go bald, problem solved. There you go. Tina T says uncut is best.
Hmm. I'm not sure if she's referring to hair.
I don't know. She might just like your hair the way it is.
So I can't believe how many fucking results came up in this, Dan. I just
how to manscape for you, Joe. That's what OJ's White Bronco says you should be looking up.
I need that. I need to stop nicking the underside of my dick, my trimmer.
Are you nicking? Didn't you get those special little razor thing, the razor, the special buzzer?
Yeah, but on the end of, like, so there's the foil thing in the middle that does the right. close shave, but on each end of it are, like, the actual, like, trim razors, you know, like the teeth, right?
Yeah.
So you got to be really careful to just use the middle. And if you tilt it, you know what I'm saying? It's really easy to just...
It pinches your dick skin?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it sure does.
Oh, no.
And a lot of blood comes out of your cock.
I bet, especially since you always shave hard.
That's right. Dan, look...
lady friend won't help you out? The lady friend won't get down there and do some maintenance for you?
My girlfriend?
Yeah.
I haven't asked her whether she would want to trim my dick and balls. Maybe I'll ask. I don't know.
Maybe she will.
It's not so much about whether she will or won't. That's one of those questions I feel really douchey asking. Hey, honey, do you mind trimming my dick?
Just have her listen to the show and then, like, just kind of watch her during this part. Let's see what she looks like.
She's laughing.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Definitely did not know that.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought you knew. Oh, yeah, she's here.
Hi.
The Dan's waving hi. She waved back.
Oh, good. Did she answer the question, though?
Honey, would you shave my dick and balls? She said, of course.
Oh, that's love.
I know.
OJ's White Bronco says, stretch out your turkey gobbler sack. That's what you do.
Yeah, that's the problem, is I do it. And I got to take advantage of the fact that the razor, she actually got me the dick cutting razor. It's waterproof. I could use it in the shower. And
that's nice.
The warm water will stretch your sack into like taffy. So you can stretch it out and that'll prevent getting the nicks. Yeah. So it's a good idea. Yeah. do you want to check any of these out, Dan? You can see my screen here, right?
Hey, what out? Oh, boy, what we got? I think we should watch a bad one. Is there any one that are actually really terrible?
Do you really think any are going to be good?
I don't want to watch ones that are professional. I want to watch ones that are train wrecks.
I mean, I'm with you, but I see them all being 1 week ago.
Some of these people look like they're going to be professional and a simple fade undercut. That's what you want, Joe, right?
No.
You don't want a nice fade? Oh, bowl cut maintenance?
Where's that? Oh, right here?
Right there, where it says bulk and maintenance.
Dan, yeah. I think you found a winner.
Whoa, it's the illusion. Reporting from somewhere on spaceship Earth. Dan, I got my little buddy here,
oh,
right?
Don't bring your kid into your fucking craziness.
It's time to teach him how to keep your bowl cut tight, because my hair is getting a little long. So you need a brush.
Owen Wilson's looking really rough these days, man.
Scissors.
Wow.
A couple mirrors, trusty carburetor mirror, my old trusty Rusty's.
Look how rusty that scissor is.
We're going to get into it.
Yeah.
First thing, super simple. You got to brush it all out, man. You got to get it all brushed. Now,
all
see,
right, so
I
Joe,
can't
brush
see
your
anything.
Pubic hair straight down.
Mm. Okay.
You want to brush it down around the balls.
Okay.
Uh-huh, and it's going to come around. You got to part it in the middle around your dick.
I'm going to write notes.
The shiny EDA right now. So I got to come across right now.
Oh, don't put those rusty scissors
like
close to your eyes,
boom.
You crazy fuck.
It's a no hesitation move. The straight across. Just wham.
Kid's crying.
That's
by the way.
It. Look at that, man. Look at that.
Dirty
right
fucking
across.
Pothead here is falling on his
rusty
kid's forehead.
Scissors kind of suck.
Into his eyes.
Whatever. And then we just go right on down the deal, dude.
Now he kind of looks like a knight.
Uh-oh.
Like the round table.
He's wearing the armor.
There are no mistakes in the world of bowl cuts.
I beg to differ, sir. There are a giant world of mistakes. We're looking at them right now. And mistakes you've made.
Where's Ian? This would be perfect for him.
I know.
He has pretty hair like this.
Bring it right on back, man. You got to go a little blind. It's okay.
It's not okay if you don't want to look like a fucking douche.
Sound. The hacking.
He's giving himself a mongoloid haircut.
Stroke,
this is like.
No, go to up next.
What?
Go to up next. He has mullet maintenance.
Oh, the same guy?
Yeah, I can grow my mullet out again.
Do you want to skip to see what this looks like in the end first?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Let's just skip around. Yeah, I don't want to watch this whole thing. But
we're liking that. We can kind of live with that, but let's see if
you
can
live with
that,
that sir.
Right there. Nah, not much.
And that.
Let's see.
Why isn't he using the other mirror behind
soften that corner. That's the goal. Soften
I think the
kid's
supposed to be holding the mirror for him, Dan, and he's not doing his job.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Well, kids today, Joe.
Another tip.
Useless.
Use scissors that haven't been sitting outside for 5 years. All right. So we got
Holy
some mess
shit.
Over here, man. We got to get that
You're
thing handled.
You're Kerry Von Erich. That's a fucking great reference, Mersh.
Right? What do you think, Owl? All right.
His name
We're
is
almost
Owl?
There.
There's a cow.
Boom, boom.
That's even worse.
Ah. Are you impressed with what Daddy's doing?
Oh, this poor kid is going to grow up
right.
so fucked up. This. All right.
Remember, the secret to perfection is imperfection.
Dan, I just need to remind you, we are looking at perfection. Just so you
know. Joe, he just said the secret to perfection is imperfection. That should be our show slogan.
Sorry, I thought he was going to come up with something. That's what that was. I stepped on it. And that should be our show slogan. Our
secret to perfection
there you go.
Is imperfection,
That's exactly
man.
Why it should be. Yeah.
Don't take it so serious.
Hey, Dennis, cut that, will you?
Perfection is imperfection.
Boom.
We got some catchphrases.
No, let me get it with Dennis clean so we can cut it.
Remember, the secret to perfection is imperfection.
Imperfection.
We got some catchphrases.
We need that one too, Dennis. We got some catchphrases.
All right, man. We're four minutes and 20 seconds into this video, huh?
420,
bro. You got them. All right.
And Dennis,
so,
just in case you need the...
We gotta brush it out.
Just in case you need the link to get to this, I'm going to give it to you in the chat there.
I'm not going to lie. I actually kind of like this guy.
Why?
I don't know. Seems like a good dude.
Okay.
We're looking for any strays. Just... Quick assessment. We got a clump right there that needs to get... Dint, dint, dint.
The quick assessment is you
Jose
look like an
Hubert.
Asshole.
Eat
sir.
Your heart out, dude. Look at that.
Who? He's going to cut his fucking ear. How's he not...
Oh, that'd be...
Oh, that was so... Oh, that's too close to his eye. That is... I can't...
How do you get that little piece back there? I got a little piece hanging out back there.
You
gonna
tell us how to get to
it?
Oh, you just make that noise like you're coming, and then
you
cut it.
What do you think, Owl? I think we're almost there, man. That's bull cutty right there. You know, you got some of that undergrowth right there. I gotta get that out of there.
I thought the
I got my earlobe.
I knew it. You dumb fuck. See. You stupid asshole. Good.
That's a hazard.
So you get,
one of the,
yeah, it's also a hazard
hazards.
When the scissors are covered in rust. Fucking idiot. Go get a tetanus
right.
shot.
We're
stupid
good.
Fuck.
No blood. Kind of stoked. That thought that was going to really do the deal.
Again, all that
all
hair
right.
is falling on
Here's
the kid, which is why he's
truth
crying.
Comes out. Trusty carburetor magnet. Whoops. What
it's
is
a mirror.
It? It's this way. What is it? I forget which way it is now. Let's see.
Oh, my God.
Forget that thing, dude. I'm running with it, man. I'm running with this. Bull cut, that piece has got to go.
It looks like...
Boom.
It looks like he's wearing Gilligan's hat.
Dude, let's check out the back. Let's check out the back. Oh, there's
For
nothing
not looking,
wrong with that in the land of bull cut.
That's not bad.
What do you think, Al? What do you think?
He's too busy crying because you just smothered him in your hair.
What do you think?
Fucking weirdo. And your ear blood.
So that's how you do a bull cut with your son. In 6 minutes and 25
seconds. This is how to make
seconds.
Your son cry.
This is the illusion. Remember.
Man.
Sharp scissors do help, but they're not required.
Oh, man.
I think we need to see mullet maintenance.
It's the illusion. Reporting from somewhere on space.
Now he's calling
Got
himself, Dan, the illusion?
For a haircut, because, you know, keeping my bowl cut tight is what got me here. But we're going to go for the most radical of all haircuts a human being can possibly put on their head.
When are we going to see one of those?
Be? Dude, we're going straight mullet. We're going to rock a mullet, dude. Because mullet, there's nothing that compares.
Really?
There's nothing that compares. So what you need for a mullet, besides a couple mirrors, a pair of scissors, these are the original.
I just went Bronco. Sir, this is a Hardee's. That's fucking great.
Rusty scissors from the bowl cut and a brush. All right, man. Step one.
We just choosing at this point to use rusty scissors.
Done up, man. Look at that, man. I've been growing this out for a while, dude. Do we need
far
some
out
on the subject? We need some light on that subject. And then, as subject? Always, it's just full, cut it right across the deal. No hesitation, no turning back. This is where it gets radical, people.
Oh, for fuck's.
This is the next level of insanity. Watch out for your ear.
Yeah, we remember the last one. Hope you do, too.
Oh, yeah, dude. You got to get some ears going on there, man. That's it. No eyes, because people are going to freak. Look at that, dude. Look at that back there. Look at that going on, dude. Oh, wait. This is, I got a better angle going on here. Huh.
See, you understand he has a kid, dude. So that means
how do you,
some woman out there mirrors had to fuck this man. That yeah. That actually happened. You realize that, right?
Or actually, this guy kind of sounds like he might have just found the kid.
You know what? He probably, yeah.
More bold.
Yo, what up, little dude? Why are you crying on this beach? I'll take you home. Do you like pizza?
Let's get that hair out of there. Yeah, look at that.
It's time to do some Ninja Turtle cosplay.
More mullety. Get your mullet on. I wish I could
cut your hair correctly. Yeah, I do too. This is painful.
Joe, when are you cutting your mullet?
Oh, yeah, I hear scissors. You hear that scissoring?
Scissoring,
that's
Joe.
The sound we're looking for. Hair disappearing. Ah,
along with your shame.
See, look at that. I got to get that out of there, dude.
Can't lose what you never had, brah.
this haircut's a little bit more technical, apparently.
Oh, this is technical.
Oh,
try
not to chop
did
my
you
ear
see how close he
there.
Was to cutting his ear? He's,
oh, yeah.
He's going to cut his ear again.
All right. Go back in for the swoop. Oh, I see. It's like down below hair. All right.
What?
Now we got it. We're feeling that, dude. Oh, yeah. I think I just rocked that, dude. That is next level ridiculousness.
I
see. I think I got to get a little bit more radical back in here.
Just got to get more radical, Dan.
You know what, man?
I'm going to wear
this dude probably goes through life with nothing bothering him.
Boom.
Oh, I guarantee it.
You want to make nachos? All right.
Someone boom. Should call social see, services.
It's
why?
The
nachos
shirt
are
that
good.
Really, like, brings it all together, man.
He probably hasn't fed his kid in a week. That's why he's saying that. He's too busy.
Bro, we're going to have some nachos. Chill the fuck out, man. Shit.
He just put on his fucking cut-off plaid. Look at
ties the whole ensemble together.
That's it, man.
Really ties the mullet together, dude.
It really does.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that mullet
that
vibe,
shit.
Dude. Give me a tractor and a 24-pack.
How about a 22?
Some sort of cheap
for your temple.
Beer, dude. Schmitz Ice. I'm feeling
what?
Like this is a Schmitz Ice kind of haircut, dude.
They still make that?
That's it, man. We can stick around and give ourselves bowl cuts all day long,
No, we can't.
It's not nearly as radical as this mullet action. I'm going to give you some sideburns a little bit. Now, the next move is to actually go apply this haircut.
Can I just point out, these videos...
What?
This video, specifically, was posted in 2018. This is not something he's doing during this because he can't get a haircut. This is his choice. This is what he normally does in his life. Just thought I should bring that up.
Dude, but I'm saying he's probably just like always relaxed.
I mean,
I don't think anything bothers him.
I'd be lying if I didn't say I didn't envy that quality, but the rest.
But he just doesn't care.
Look,
like that burp weren't to bother him, he would have been like, nice.
He would have called it far out or radical. You're probably.
He would have.
You probably
right. Probably would have. Probably would have.
Whereas I just bit my tongue out of anger because you did it again.
You did, because you get very mad about things. You just got fucking chill, man.
Oh, did he cut his ear? Holding the ear.
No, I think he's just checking it.
Oh, okay.
He's getting the lines right.
The lines.
Yeah.
Well, we should check back in with that guy sometime, Dan.
He's probably doing great.
I just subscribed.
You should.
There's a mullet with tiger stripes. There's so many others, but
go to the thing if see if you got any the sound things. What the fuck they're called?
I got
the
Streamlabs donations. Let's
see. Fuck you!
As bad as I want to all-star the shit out of you, Joe. I will give you and Dan some respect for your consistency. Enjoy.
Thank you, OJ's Red Bronco.
Thank you, appreciate it. I'm really on the fence of. I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Who the fuck are you?
That's fucking bad.
Songs to beat your wife to.
What is that? Old child support. What song would that be? Oh, of course. Well, I don't think we should be playing. What?
Why does the song scare me?
I don't know.
I don't like it.
I don't like this either.
I like it.
Alright.
Who the fuck are you?
Oh, Joe's girlfriend.
Sure, I will shave your mediocre penis with a straight razor.
First of all, it's not mediocre. And that's not very
nice. Joe's girlfriend donated.
I have a strong feeling that it's not who that was.
Seems like it's your girlfriend.
It doesn't seem that way at all, Dan. Doesn't.
I think it's
doesn't seem it's that way.
Just, why else would it say Joe's girlfriend?
You can't believe everything you read on the internet, Dan. You've been reading some things on the internet that you told me about during the week that are pretty enticing and.
Oh, Joe, if you're referring to all the truth I was finding on the internet, yeah.
You just gave me little, dare I say, dribs and drabs.
Uh-huh.
And I was so frustrated and angry, and I had so many questions, and I asked you a few of them. But you only gave me little tidbits. You went down a rabbit hole.
I did go down a rabbit hole, Joe, for you.
And I appreciate that. And I'd like
what I do, Joe, is I try to research these things so you can have a better understanding of what's going on.
And what exactly would you say you're researching if you had to sum it up?
Well, Joe, there's three big truth episodes happening right now.
So you're researching the truth for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do you?
And I guess it really depends which one you want to hear about, Joe.
Oh, that has a strap on it.
It does. I need to lose it from the impulse waves.
Impulse waves?
Yes.
It sounds like I have a lot to learn.
You have a lot to learn, Joe.
And I have a feeling I'm going to be drawing more blood from biting my tongue in the next couple of minutes out of anger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So,
Did you get rid of your stupid phone and get a flip phone yet, Joe?
They still sell those? I thought
you should get one because the 5G is what made the Corona. I sent you a picture. Did I not send you a picture this week of a new 5G tower?
Yeah. Let me just refresh my memory and look, because I know. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I was feeling feeling Corona symptoms, and I looked up. There was a 5G thing. It could have been a sore throat because I was snoring, but I think it was from the 5G tower.
It's just a regular cell tower, Dan. It doesn't necessarily have.
No,
to
it's got the 5G. The things on the sides, that's the 5G.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
And
that's the 5G part. That's where they radiate the coronavirus out of.
I don't. So let me just do a little quick follow up with you here.
Yeah.
That was a couple of days ago you sent me that. Do you now currently have the coronavirus? Or did you drive by it fast enough?
I drove
enough?
Away from the 5G.
Oh, so you didn't.
And my phone only has 4G.
Ah.
And 4G, as we all know, is corona free.
So you
just gives you like a little common cold.
Okay.
You know that, right?
No, I mean, I do now.
Yeah, 4G just gives you a little bit of a cold. It's not the corona, though. You're safe with the 4G.
Okay. Again, if you could enlighten me on what you've learned.
Mm-hmm. Really, what else did you need to know, Joe?
I just... Look.
Did you know that Bill Gates is going to inject microchips in us?
No, he's not, though.
Yes, he is. He's making a vaccine.
Bill Gates...
See, what he did was...
He's not a scientist.
Yeah, he made...
Computers.
He made the coronavirus.
What?
In a lab. This kind of conflicts with the other one, but he made the coronavirus in a lab. And what happened was he made it on purpose so that he could then make the vaccine for it. And then, so when he makes the vaccine for it, then he's going to inject microchips into us so he can track us everywhere.
So Bill Gates... As a summer home in Wuhan, China?
Right. No.
No?
No.
Okay. So he made it here, and it traveled to...
He sent it over there, in a plane.
Via cell tower?
He probably used that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And so what happened was now he's going to inject microchips into us with the vaccine.
But here's the problem.
Did I mention I get most of my news from memes?
It sounds like it, but the problem, Dan, he's not making a vaccine. He's not in the laboratory right now wearing a white
right
coat.
Now.
He doesn't have
he
beakers
does. He's
in
got
front
a,
of it. No.
He's got one of those microscopes.
No.
And he's looking at it, and he's mixing the vaccine himself. It was easy for him to make the vaccine because he made the disease to begin with, you see. So all he had to do was reverse what he made to begin with.
No,
this is all based in fact, Joe.
So... I'm just going to go along with you and say, okay, he's making a vaccine, right? Okay. So just like the flu shot, it comes in, you know, a hypodermic or whatever kind of needle that is.
Right. Because they can make them so small now.
The microchip? It's funny that it seems like you read my mind. It's almost like we were both thinking, how do you put a microchip into that shot? Keep in mind, it's got to have some kind of power source in that chip.
Right.
So, you know, maybe like a watch battery taped to
it.
That's
in there too.
And that, okay.
It's small. They're very small.
Remember, Dan, it doesn't just have to fit into the hypodermic or whatever. It has to go through that little needle.
Right. It's going to fit through the needle. Because they make, you heard of nanotechnology, Joe?
Nano means
small,
right?
They can make
little
tiny robots.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They make little tiny robots. Like, remember... in that movie Martin Short was in, and he shrunk into the... Maybe it wasn't Martin Short. Anyway, Inner Space, it was called. It was a future. Bill Gates went back in the past to make that movie. I'll explain later. But
I feel like you just brought up two different movies.
Maybe.
Like, okay.
Do you know why? Because the mask slipped before, so their confusion ray got into my brain.
Oh, it got into that other side where the strap fell off. I see. Okay.
The strap fell off. Yeah,
you're thinking of Rick Moranis.
What probably happened is while I was not home, a government official probably came and sabotaged my hat.
Or Bill Gates himself.
Bill Gates himself probably did it. He was probably like taking a break between making a virus and making a vaccine for the virus and putting the little tiny microchips in all the vaccines. How do you think he can make it so a microchip gets into every single syringe?
He can't.
I think he must. Have like a vial of them, and Dan, he just makes sure that he, yeah.
You can't, again, it would have to fit through that needle. It's a very small opening.
Right, and it's an even smaller microchip.
No.
Like, you know how they'll take the needle and they'll flick it? That activates it.
No, that's to get the air bubbles out.
And then the microchip can sink down into the needle.
No.
And then the needle gets in your blood.
No, it's not an activation maneuver.
Right.
No.
Yeah, you remember like when the Iron Sheik used to stomp his boot and that loaded the boot up?
I didn't watch wrestling because I'm not a faggot. I don't know about that.
Right. Right. But sucking dick while I watched it. I believed in Hulk Hogan is all.
It was my own.
He was a real American hero.
I'm not going to argue on that one.
Okay.
But is this their full theory that he created the virus?
Theory?
And now he's...
It's all in front of you, Joe. The pieces are all there.
No. They're not. Dan.
Yeah.
I feel like there's just maybe one or two small holes in this theory here.
Right.
One of them.
Care to point any out?
Okay, sure. The fact that he created it. The idea that he created.
Where's your proof that he didn't?
Any and everything that you could look at in the world with your eyes.
Well, that's convenient. That's convenient. I'm supposed to use the world in your eyes.
Yeah, just using your own basic motor functioning skills, like vision, hearing. Your senses is what I'm trying to say, I guess.
Right.
And looking.
Or I can watch a very well produced YouTube video.
Do you have one of these, by the way?
Not for that.
What do you have a YouTube video for? Because I would love to get a little bit from the source of the research you're doing. And I know you're doing this research. I know what you just told me is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, when I say accurate, I mean I know you witnessed this footage of a clip or article or whatever fucking bullshit nonsense. Not, of course, accurate in the sense of...
You see, the way these work
is
once you've seen it, usually they come and delete it.
I'm always curious, Dan. Who is this they? Are these the same theys that...
It moves around. Sometimes they is the government. Sometimes they is the people controlling the government.
Are they the same theys that revoke cosmetology licenses?
All I know is they're scary, Joe. That's all I know. They're scary. They have black helicopters.
Like in Black Hawk Down?
Mm-hmm. What they did is they called conspiracy theories conspiracies. So then people who hear all about these things, like hear the truth, will then sound like we're crazy.
So, you know what? I'm just going to, I have to skip past this one and ask you for the next one where you have a video link. If you do, or a YouTube.
Have you heard of QAnon, Joe?
Unfortunately, I have. I honestly thought that
What do you know about it?
I thought that went away. I'll tell you exactly what I know. I know that there was, and there may still be, a subreddit of people who actually believe that there's this person who goes by the name of Q, who is either physically in the White House or has a contact in the White House. And has all this top secret information that he slowly leaks. And it's all inside information about the government and what they're doing. Am I close, Dan?
Well, they've rescued 45,000 children.
What?
They rescued 45,000 children.
Sorry, again. Who's they?
They. The good they. This is a good they.
Are these Q people?
This is just a good. There's a bad day and there's a good day. These are heroes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, there's there's no evidence, but there's a really good there's a documentary that's well put together on YouTube all about it.
Do you have a
link?
It's called
Out of the Shadows.
How long is it?
Probably like an hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
You want to watch it together?
Yes, I do.
After the show, we'll sit down together. We can watch it?
No.
Oh.
I mean, maybe. But I only to get highlights to play on the show, because there's got to be... All right, look. Let me find this. There's got to be...
Uh-huh.
Of it. See this one, Dan?
Yeah.
Sorry, audience, you can't see this, but I think what I'm pointing to right here, Dan, is trying to suppress their truth, so I shouldn't play that, right?
That's definitely suppressing truth. That's from the Washington Post. We all know that's not actually that's not real.
All right, Dan, I'm going to scroll. You tell me which one you think we should go with, all right?
Of these?
Yeah. Unless you think I should search something other than this.
I mean, you can see what this this Four Things to Know video says. I mean, it's all probably lies, but you can see what it says.
Okay, because I really need to catch up on this. This is from whoopsies. Oh, this is it's one of those stupid videos where they just have subtitles or whatever the placards I call them.
Blackers?
No, I want it explained by an actual crazy person.
Oh. Then you probably need the truth about it.
You think they were all banned from YouTube, Dan?
These are all have check marks. These means they're all part of the conspiracy, Joe.
Are you checking out the chat? I can't see it right now. I'm just wondering if anyone in the chat has a link to one of these.
No, but they are all agreeing with me.
No, they're not.
Rick Garrett says they're using the harp to attack my helmet, and they are. They knocked the chin strap off of it.
Let's play a donation while I take another.
Okay, let's do that, Joe.
Who the fuck are you?
I heard you love this song, Joe.
I have a feeling I have a feeling I'm not going to love this.
I think you're going to love this.
I don't think I'm going to.
You're going to love it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Come on back into my life now. What's the beat? It's made in my seat. What?
Is this what? English?
What makes you think, girl, that I want you back? What makes you think, girl, that I'd have you back? All the shit in the night that you did to me. Seriously, my girl, like, what the fuck was that? And all the dudes that you do to me, I'm telling you by now, my dear. You're wasting your time.
Huh. I mean, I guess I should thank you for the donation part, but not the musical part. Dan, I feel like this one we should check out and skim through.
That was a good song. Go ahead.
Don't you think?
Go ahead.
All right. Wow, that guy doesn't look creepy at all, does he?
Welcome to the Effortless English Show with the world's number one English teacher, AJ.
Sure, that's the effort you like to use.
AJ's more than 40 million students worldwide finally learn English once and for all without the boring textbooks, classrooms, and grammar drills. Here's AJ with a quick piece to help you learn to speak fluent English effortlessly.
Do not fear.
That doesn't sound like the right video.
Do not fear. Do not fear.
Starting to.
I'm AJ Hoke, author of Effortless English, Learn to Speak English Like a Native. Commit to my VIP program at effortlessenglishclub.com. Commit, don't quit, at effortlessenglishclub.com.
That would make sense.
Effortlessenglishclub.com. It's a really good time to commit to my VIP program.
I thought I had a rough time starting out a broadcast or a YouTube video and getting things flowing. Holy shit, what the fuck was that babble? What was that?
You gotta listen to the words between the words, Joe.
I mean, just kind of an amazing coincidence, synchronicity, whatever you want to call it. And new Q post today.
Mm.
What do you think it said? The Q post today, the new Q said, do not fear. Do not fear. That's a message.
And how did he open his show, Dan?
It's a message, Joe.
Do not fear.
Okay.
Do not fear.
This is from March 22nd.
If you would like to get information about Q, some of you asked me about Q. Some of you have posted some all kinds of ideas about what is Q. And it's clear some of you guys really don't know because you haven't been following this for a long time.
Stupid
I have.
Asshole.
So tell you what, guys. Here's the deal. On the screen, if you're watching on video, I have a link.
I'm assuming that has spoiler lined.
Q directly, okay? You don't have to. Don't trust Wikipedia. Wikipedia is run by Marxist
freaks.
Lies, 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 and Wikipedia. Don't trust any Wikipedia. Right.
Does this fucking guy blink?
Just go read directly, guys. Once. You can read directly.
If you blink, it gives
Q
them time.
Is posting. It's right here on the on my screen. It's qposts.online. So QPOSTS.
It's right there. You don't have to spell the fucking thing. It's there. That's why you put it there. So you don't have to spell it out.
There are other sites that also gather Q's direct posts. But that's one.
Do you think he's going to get back to teaching us English?
To read. So just go and read them all yourself directly. You might not understand a lot of them.
No, I certainly fucking won't.
Detailed, or maybe you don't know enough about the politics.
Quickly put that back on with this on. I don't want anything getting into your head.
But you'll get the general idea, I think. You certainly will understand.
No, I will not get any kind of idea.
Fear. And then Q today linked to a nice little music video that has a picture of probably the Archangel Michael with a sword, a flaming sword.
Very what nice. Is this?
But there was a nice comment under that YouTube video I'd like to read. I really loved it. It says, mount up, digital warriors, mount up.
Holy shit.
Physical warriors.
Mount up, mount digital up, warriors.
Spiritual warriors.
Was he a Canadian
mount
police
up,
officer?
For where we go one, we go all.
What?
Holy shit.
I like it.
Didn't that make your parts all tingle?
Say goosebumps, right? Little bumps on my skin.
Yeah, goosebumps. Same thing.
I saw the Q post.
That's what you want to call nausea. Yeah.
It's like, yes.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about this.
Let's.
Oh, we're going to talk about this.
Let's talk about this and what it means.
Oh, we're going to talk about it, Joe.
The amount of dramatic eyeglass.
Some English idioms. Mount up means to, well, I'll tell you the direct meaning, where it comes from.
Or back to
our
English lesson.
And then I'll tell you the general meaning of the idiom now. So what this comes from is long ago,
I can't.
When people would fight
skip ahead
on
a
horse, right?
Like I think so.
Fight.
Skip ahead a little bit.
Yeah.
Saying prepare to.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Soldiers, police, even people who train like martial arts. Maybe you've done you are doing jiu-jitsu or sistema or wrestling or mixed martial arts or boxing, kickboxing, whatever. He's saying get ready, because a fight is coming.
Oh,
so physical warriors,
coming,
mount
Joe.
Up, get ready.
Mount up,
says,
the fight's
spiritual
coming.
Spiritual warriors.
From who, though?
Mount up. Spiritual warriors, okay? Spiritual religious.
Who's going to fight?
So now he's
who?
Talking about the
who?
Highest level.
Fucking
so these are
them.
People like Acharyaji, right? Like Acharya, who give
chariot,
inspiration.
Asshole.
And faith to people, who help people become more faithful, more inspired, stronger
more
spiritually.
Faith. Right, some spiritualness.
This guy is just yanking words out of his head, going, "Maybe this will fit."
Get ready
for a fight.
Get ready.
Mount up.
Mount up.
Okay, 1 second.
For what? You have to collect your thoughts. You've been doing that for 7.5 minutes.
So,
this has 66,000 views.
Very inspiring.
What the fuck is he doing?
Okay.
Ugh, creepy cocksucker.
Skip ahead. There'll be more truth.
For a fight. Why do digital warriors mount up? Physical warriors mount
the
up.
Amount of
spiritual
time,
warriors
I don't think
mount
this fucking
up.
Guy needs classes.
For
I think
where
he
we
just
go
has
one,
them to do the dramatic.
We go all. Where we go one, we go all. This is this something that Q quotes. It's kind of the motto of Q.
Oh, we got a Q motto, Dan.
It has a few sources. But it means where we go one, we go all. It's the idea we're on a ship together. All the people who are good and true.
Right.
Who value truth, goodness, and beauty. That we're
yeah,
all
Joe,
together on a ship.
You.
So we all go together. Whatever happens, we're all in this together. It's a very nice message.
Got it?
No, not at all.
Skip ahead a little bit. Good. Skip ahead a little bit.
And to wake up, to wake up from the matrix, to wake up from Brave New World.
We're in the matrix.
They do. They need everything. They need to be unplugged. They need the TV to be dark. They need the internet to be dark.
My TV is
You're
dark.
Broadcasting from the Their internet, you stupid fucking moron.
They need it all to disappear they can wake up from the propaganda matrix.
But he's already awoken from the matrix. The propaganda matrix.
Schools, oh, right? Schools are out. That's number one, unplugged. And next,
yes, unplugged the media from the school.
I love the Nirvana version.
And then maybe I hope people finally the media. Have a chance.
Alice in Chains is probably my favorite unplugged.
Some will never wake up. You know this. Some cannot be
some
saved.
Will some will never wake up like Joe.
But
STP was pretty good.
Some will.
Pearl Jam was
point
awesome.
Is, as we were
Eddie Vedder wrote Pro Choice during Porch. That was a great unplug.
So, you know, he says, do not fear, and that's true. On the other hand, there are many people who will fear, especially if and when
especially
we have these days of darkness, right? But even if we don't, look, guys, we are facing days of darkness ahead. It might be the internet the TV go down. It might be the electricity goes down for a while, right?
Goes the darkness off. Is coming.
Maybe. I don't know. I'll tell you definitely in the days and weeks and months
he
and
just
possibly
said
years ahead.
He doesn't know, but now he's got a definite
disaster is going to hit. Right now, most people are in shock and denial, right? Denial, meaning
right.
they.
That's Joe.
They will not accept reality. They do.
Oh, no.
It's, the reality is obvious. What's happening is obvious.
Really?
If you look at it. But most people just, they don't want to see it. So they just try to ignore it.
They do that.
Right?
Do that. Hey,
so
you
people
do that,
are trying to
yeah,
pretend that
eyes.
Everything will be okay after the
back
of
your
oh,
creepy face.
A few weeks, everything will be fine.
Yes.
For the Chinese coronavirus, yes, I think that's probably true. Maybe a couple months.
What?
But for the economy.
He's not sure?
Definitely not true.
Okay. Jury's out.
The economy, the economic disaster is going to be hitting
hard. Had to push it over the goal. Thanks, Cousin Joe and Cousin Dan, for making me love Thursday. No media.
Aw. Well, thanks, Spenty.
Aw, Spenty. Thank you.
Forgot to pause the donations. I'm glad I did forget. Thank you. Appreciate that. Dan.
Why? Because you.
What?
You almost were woken up, Joe, and now you're not? You're happy?
Dude, this guy is explaining nothing.
He's explaining everything.
He's not even explaining nonsense. He's just babbling.
He's explaining everything.
I want to hear a theory. I want to hear some kind of... Should we skip around more?
Go ahead. Skip a little bit more, Joe.
Difficult, terrifying time ever in my life. And, I got through it by not focusing on myself. Because I realized I was fighting.
No, I want to hear what the fight is and what that's about. And
yeah, like Nasser says, spiritual people aren't as afraid as the average one. That is my observation. I think that's true. I've seen this as well.
More fucking nonsense.
Exactly. You know, I tried to explain it to my sister today. She's still...
Do you want me to read?
It, but she's very...
Do you want me to read what the liar Wikipedia says? The Wikipedia?
Please.
Okay. QAnon is a far-right conspiracy theory. See how they throw that out there right in the beginning? So you'll discredit it.
So you
see
know what it is? Yeah, right.
So it discredits it, right. You said it wrong. So it discredits the truth. All right. Detailing a supposed secret plot by an alleged deep state against U.S. President Donald Trump and his supporters.
Sorry, I really don't. I'm not sure. What is a deep state?
The deep state?
Yeah.
That's people who really run things, Joe.
Oh, okay.
The deep state.
Man behind the curtain.
It's a collusion, cronyism within the political system.
Okay.
Basically a hidden government.
Okay.
The people who really run things, Joe.
I'll just go along with... Okay, yeah.
Thank you for going along with the truth. The theory began with an October 2017 post in an anonymous image board 4chan by someone using the name Q. A presumably American individual, but probably later a lot of people, claiming to have access to classified information involving the Trump administration and its opponents in the United States. Q was falsely accused many... Falsely. Right. Q has discovered the truth about many liberal Hollywood actors, Democratic politicians, and high-ranking officials of engaging in international child sex trafficking, and has claimed that Donald Trump feigned collusion with Russians in order to enlist Robert Mueller to join him in exposing the ring and preventing a coup d'etat by Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and George Soros. See how that works, Joe?
No. No, I don't.
What? Why? This all makes sense.
This is...
It was a post on 4chan. Where is there not truth to this?
That's what I had to stop myself from laughing. I didn't want to interrupt you. This is where it all comes from. The source is 4chan. That's
it
where
was Q. Yeah.
That's where I there's probably, what, thousands of these dumb fucks that believe mm-hmm. in this Q shit. It all came
it's
from.
It's also called The Storm and The Great Awakening.
The Great Awakening?
Mm-hmm. It's been characterized as baseless, unhinged, and evidence-free. Ridiculous. It's been called a deranged conspiracy cult and some of the internet's most
And get out now. Joe doesn't trust the plan, so that makes his an elite pedophile. The satanic cosmic lizard person. Get out now, Dan.
Joe, you're a lizard person?
Thank you, Vegeta. You'll never know, Dan.
Joe, you're a satanic cosmic lizard person?
You'll never know.
I trusted you. I'm going to watch. Is your eye going to do that little lizard blink thing? Oh my god, it did it. You fucking asshole.
What are you talking about? My contacts are dry. What?
What?
Why are you clinging to your foil hat?
Because I didn't know you were a lizard person.
What are you talking about?
Anyway, this all makes sense, Joe. So, I don't know if you saw that, you know, they currently have detained Tom Hanks.
Sorry, what? We're,
Tom Hanks.
That just took a little turn and jump. What is Tom Hanks?
I don't know if you saw Tom Hanks. Well, he had coronavirus, Joe.
This
do
is
you want to believe
also
that?
Part of what Dan
that bullshit.
Had to endure in going down the rabbit hole. Sorry.
Endure?
Yeah.
Learn about.
Oh, sorry. Please give mm-hmm. me a brief thing on what the Tom Hanks thing is. What is this?
Mm-hmm. Well, he was on SNL the other night, Saturday Night Live. They did like a from home thing.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
Right?
What do you mean, right? Right. Why do you keep saying that?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's from home. He can't have an audience right now. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm going to pull up my information here, Joe.
Information, that's what you call it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
Now, him showing up on SNL, a lot of people would... Look at that as proof that he's fine, right?
I mean, as far as I know, Danny had the coronavirus and then he recovered. So, yeah, I'd say he's fine. Sure.
Mm.
What's the problem?
But he had a prison haircut, Joe. On Saturday Night Live.
Did he get it from that guy we just watched?
He might have. I don't know if he was out there.
And what exactly is a prison haircut?
It was like a shaved, he has like a shaved head like they give you when you go to prison, as you know, because you have been jailed.
I've been at county jail. I didn't have a barber there.
As you
I guess
know,
I
they hold you down
and
shave
enough,
you. But they shave your head.
No, that didn't happen
in
to
jail.
Me. No, I
that's
didn't.
What happens
I
in jail.
Didn't get my hair shaved.
I don't know, Steve. I don't know, Joe. I read some tweets.
I still don't understand what the Tom Hanks conspiracy is.
Right. Well, it's he's either being, he might be dead, like on SNL.
But
he was probably not him. It was probably like one of those deep fakes, you know.
What?
Yeah, it probably wasn't him. It was probably a deep fake.
There's so many questions I have. Why would he be? Who killed him, Dan? I'm not even going to go into the fact that it wasn't him. Why
they killed him?
Why?
Why wouldn't they? He knew something, or he was part of it.
What did he know? I mean...
The truth?
So he knew too much, and they had to step in and give him coronavirus, but that didn't work because he recovered.
Right.
And then they had to kill him.
So he's been arrested.
Oh, arrested?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. On what charge?
You know, Joe, it gets a little foggy there.
Does it?
I put a link in the can you highlight that, please?
What am I highlighting?
In the article thing.
Doc, I'm sorry.
It's down there, about five down.
Okay.
There you go. Just highlight that.
All right.
There you go.
Would you like me to look at this?
You're welcome.
Is this going to explain?
It's going to explain it all.
Okay.
We have a doozy of an episode for you guys. Like I've been saying, Tom Hanks deepfaked us, or deepfaked some of y'all, not cartel members, because we're always on the bead. So anyway, guys.
Wait, this is the Mexican cartel that is
informing
us?
No, I think this is a different cartel. This is an all-American cartel.
I never heard of those, but okay.
Oh, yeah, they're different.
Be sure to hit the like, subscribe, share, and follow button, and watch the entirety of this video. And at the end, we'll over some new things that I noticed as well. But like I said, guys, please share this video, get it out to the masses. They need to know that this was a deep fake, and we're going to go and dive in depth, courtesy of another YouTuber, and I'll give full credits in the bottom, in the description below.
So Dan, his source is another YouTuber.
Let's dive right on into it, guys.
Right.
That Tommy G has made. You can follow Tommy G at Tommy G on Twitter, and he also has
Dennis?
A podcast on Twitter.
He's finally doing something.
At No Mercy Pod. As you know, I made a video about the celebrities a while ago, and Tom Hanks is also part of it, that they're signaling out hidden communications, you know, secret language.
I don't see. What is he talking about? Tom Hanks hidden communications?
Is presumably deceased, or that he's in
jail.
There's
no such thing. If you're communicating,
and, he was on SNL Saturday.
It's not
Saturday,
hidden, because you're communicating.
A few days
you're being
ago,
heard.
And
how
this
is
what that
hidden?
Thread is
what?
About. And he's basically saying that it's been faked, and I will go over the tweets.
Oh, Tom I'm sorry, Hanks, Dan. I think I understand now.
Exposed.
Some guy on Twitter like said it was fake, so
but I'm
obviously right. Some random guy on Twitter.
The most shocking,
who,
not random.
Important of them all.
Oh.
I do not think
he did a lot
that
of research.
Was Tom Hanks in on Saturday Night Live Saturday. Let's follow.
Oh, is that when SNL rabbit. Is? It's on Saturday?
So, as
it's
you know,
Saturday.
I learned Tom something. Hanks I didn't think I was going to learn anything.
In jail
okay.
Or
yeah.
Writing on people drums since his diagnosis.
Uh-huh.
Here are some of the prior threads. Read them
threats?
Before you proceed.
You can skip back.
I will
skip
put
the prior
the
ones.
Tweets
we'll
that he
focus
refers
on
to
SNL.
In the description.
Where are we
going to
go?
Short,
forward?
He is basically saying
I mean, obviously forward, but how far? I mean, sorry.
The other threads.
I don't know. You pick.
This has got my brain so fried. I actually just said, do you want me to go forward as opposed to backward?
The kitchen, 2, symbolic comments.
What?
3, prison haircut.
4, prison haircut.
Physical anomalies. I will break these down one by one. Start with the smaller ones and end up with the bang.
Oh, the bang's at the end, Joe.
With the kitchen in the
you
video
light
of
a firecracker
below.
I'd like
and
that.
Then there is
you
a
skip
picture
to the bang?
Of Tom Hanks standing in the kitchen.
How far ahead
he
do you think the bang is?
He goes on to say, you can vet this on your own, but I spent 5 hours digging already.
No reason
and
to.
Hanks,
no reason to vet on my
cue
own.
Cue card in his hand, and then in the next picture you see a rift.
What the fuck?
It says to fornicate with underage girls.
What? Mm. Where did the?
Uh huh.
What?
Look at the cue card.
Dan, that's not the cue card.
Go to the cue card. Go ahead. Go back there a little bit. See. It looks like the cue card says riff, like you would comically riff, but we know that it was code. What are you doing? Where are you going? You all right?
No, I'm not. Because first
is
of all...
Is 5G giving you a headache?
The definition of riff is not to fornicate with underage girls. That's not what it means.
I don't
means
know. That looks like an Urban Dictionary link. That's pretty reliable.
It's not what that means.
I think it's what it means, Joe.
It's not what was on the cue card. What... What is he getting?
Do you want to wrap up the show? We'll watch the documentary together?
Yeah. Why don't we give highlights of all this fucking nonsense next week? Yeah. My fucking head
As
hurts
you can see, this. They circle pictures in there. There's a whole lot of evidence. We're only on slide 13 out of 31.
Well, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. We really
Do
appreciate it.
Do you need a nap, Joe?
Desperately, yes. I do. All right. Again, thanks everyone for the donations. Really appreciate it. It really helps out a lot. Really, thank you so much. We'll be back at the latest next Thursday. Might do a pop-up show as between now and then, in addition to next Thursday. I might do a pop-up special to get what Dan would call the truth out there. We'll see. But thank you. Well, let me just, before we end, are there any more? Oh, that's right. I forgot we got them all. Yeah, I didn't pause again. All right. Thanks again, guys. We will see you soon. Have a good night.
Thank you, guys, and ciao.